Good morning. Today's the 45th day of the Omer. If you forgot to count the Omers yet, please do so during daylight hours. Just a friendly reminder, Mishnayos are studied every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Parah. We are in the seventh parak. Mishnayos Tes and Yud Misha Hayu Meima Valksefo Vahora Hora. What if a person was carrying the Parah Aduma water, the water that he's going to use to turn into the Parah Aduma water? And he was stopped to ask the question, and he gave an answer in halacha. Whatever the halachic issue was, it had nothing to do with the Parah Aduma water. It was about Yoredeya, it was about Chosha Mishpat, it was to Matara, whatever the case was. And he answered it. The Hora Lachem Es HaDerech, somebody stopped him for directions. And he stopped to show them the directions. V'horag nachash v'akrav, he stopped to kill a snake or a scorpion. Now the snake or the scorpion didn't pose a danger to him or hold him back from being able to get where he needs to go. V'natal acholim latzniyam, or he saw some food lying around, he picked it up. He doesn't want to eat it. He wants to put it away for when he's done doing the Parah Aduma stuff. So in all of these cases, the puzzle, the water is going to be no good. In the last two cases, when he killed the snake, or when he picked up the food, the fact is that he was doing a different activity between the time that he drew the water and the time that he was mekadesh sanctified it with the ashes of the Parah Aduma water. In the first two cases, all he did was give a hora. He didn't do a different activity, or he gave directions, he didn't do anything. But the truth is, once he is involved in thinking about the directions, once he's involved in thinking about the answer to the question, he has what's called the Hesach Hadas. He's diverted his attention away. So in all these cases, the water is going to be no good. Achalon la'ochlon kasha. But if he picked up the food to eat it before he sanctified the Parah Aduma, because he needs the strength, or hanachash va'akrav shayum akvenoso, or if the snake or the scorpion was holding him back, so in those cases, kosher, the water is going to be okay. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda came along and he said, look, Zakal, this is the rule. Kol davar shehu mishum malacha, if it's something that is considered a malacha, right, like the killing of the scorpion, bein amed bein lo amed pasal. If he stops or he doesn't stop, it doesn't matter, the water is going to be no good. But davar she'eino mishum malacha, if it's going to be something that's not actually a malacha, you're giving directions, is that really a malacha? It's just talking. You're answering a shayla lehalacha. Is that really doing a malacha? No, you're talking. So amad pasal, if he stopped, then he diverted his attention, and so therefore the water is going to be no good. Vim lo amad kasher, but if he didn't stop, it's going to be kosher, and that is the way we paskin lehalacha. That's the way we go ahead and paskin, because of the hesach hadas. If he has to stop to have a hesach hadas, it's going to be no good, but if not, it's going to be okay, and that is the halacha. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Yud. What if I took the water that I drew from the spring to be used for mechatas and I gave it to a tummy person to watch it to make sure it doesn't become tummy? So psulin, the water is no good. And why is that? We need to have a complete and total supervision. So I'm assuming that the supervisor, the watchman who's going to be watching the water, is going to be somebody who watches it well. But a guy who's already tummy, he doesn't care so much. So he's not going to be watching it very well. Ulator, but if he gave it over to a person who was Tor, the watchman is going to take over the role, and so therefore it's going to be fit to be Mechata. So while the watchman is watching, I can finish a different activity. Usually we say that that's a problem, but here the watchman stands in my place, and so therefore it would be mutter for me to complete another activity. Rabbi Yezer says, Afla tummy ksherim. The truth is that the tummy person can watch it to make sure it doesn't become tummy, right? But imlo asu abayla malacha. The one thing I can't do is give my responsibility not to complete a different activity over to a tummy person because he can't complete the activity. So he can't stand in my place. And so therefore, says the Gemara, if I didn't do a different activity, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, says the Mishnah, that it would be okay. We don't paskin that way, la'alacha. We assume that if you gave it over to a tummy person, there's going to be a problem, and that is the story. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day, and a chodesh tov u'mevorach.